I can show you better, I can tell you. Give me another chance, that's right, another chance. I said that like 9 chances ago. Let's make a perfect 10. Forget about what happened, let's start a new beginning. I guarantee you and I can be fucking winning. I am not here to misguide you. I am here to provide for you. Love you, treat you like you should be treated. Sorry if I cheated, but I came back when I really need it. Like, you is not Cleopatra, not connected to Africa. My bad, Egypt. See how they try to split us, just how they try to separate Egypt from Africa. I'm getting deep, I'm talking about that shit later. But I really wanna see ya and be with ya. I never separate from ya. Now since I found ya, I stuck on you like glue. When bounce off of them, don't stick to neither one of us, because I make sure I put the cap on best on us. If they start aiming at us, they aim for the head, so we gonna duck down and lay in the bed. Let me feel on your booty, let me feel on your booty, that booty, that booty, that booty, that booty. Not your beauty, it's your booty, and vice versa for me. Whoa. Once again, we done came to this time that we all like. This is UBI. I'm your gracious host, Pedro Grecio, the recipe. P-Rock, Skateboard P. Yeah. Feel good, don't you agree? Let's vibe. Come vibe. As usual, get your legalities, your barbiturates. y'all libations and everything. We gonna celebrate and, you know, converse. For my street cats, I'm gonna conversate to them, yo. Let's go. I want to talk about simple things in life, simple things, just rules you should abide by, unspoken rules. guidelines as a human, you should know. Or at least be aware of it. Be cognizant, not always in your phone, like a cyborg. Wait, will a cyborg be in your phone? Or be in their phone? Or would they be part of the phone? Yeah, because quit being a cyborg because you're attached to your phone. If I take your phone away, you'll have a nervous breakdown. You know it's true. So, I just want to let y'all know, it's rules to this shit, living in this world. I don't care if you're in a country, being a bumpkin, or you in the city, trying to be a mogul and learn how to function. It's rules. And a lot of us are breaking these damn rules, aren't we? Yes, we are. People, one rule. Acknowledge where you are. And acknowledge your space so there won't be any head-on collisions. I really think if anyone want to make some money, we need, because I'm in New York City and I'm sure like every other city and even any country anywhere, I mean the countries, in the southern parts and western parts, sounded crazy, it's the same thing. People not paying attention where they're going. Because they got their security blanket, which is their phone. And I think that's a good excuse. I get it. You're fucking awkward. You don't want people. You don't want contact. You don't want to be around people. You social. I'm awkward and shit, but I know where the fuck I'm going. And I like to be aware so I won't have to bump into somebody or be like I'm in a football and fucking dash and sprint out your way because you on the phone trying to conjure up messages so you can be annoyed. That's another thing. I never understood a person feel weak or insignificant if they don't get messages, just to get a bunch of messages, just to be pissed off because they get too many messages. Well, pardon me, monsieur. Sorry, you want to be part of social media? It's part of being social. You want to be anti-social on social media too? Oh, man, listen. But getting back to what I'm saying, being aware of where you are, there's a lot of people walk down the street, don't even lift their heads up or anything, or just walk directly at you, not staring at you. And I'm not a small dude. I'm not a big dude. But sometimes I give them that little left shoulder or the right shoulder. Also, not walking on the right side of the fucking street. And some people might be like, well, why don't you drive? I seen motherfuckers getting in accidents personally texting on their phone and looking at their phone instead of driving. So it's the same fucking thing. And it's sad because you need to be aware of where you're walking. It's rules to this shit, man. And groups of, first of all, if you're not shooting a music video or leave it, an explosion in a movie, all of y'all don't have to walk down. If it's five or six people, you don't have to spread out the whole entire sidewalk like you in the fucking Rockettes and y'all doing a fucking Christmas spectacular. Make a V. Do something. Don't take up the whole. You're not that important. We're not that important as people. If we were that important, we wouldn't be in our phones, in our devices, more than we'd be in each other's faces trying to communicate with each other. Even if it's say hi or excuse me or pardon me, which me leads to this. If you bump into somebody or accidentally step on somebody, you could avoid a lot of conflict just by saying sorry or my bad or are you okay? Don't just look back like, and then look in the face like, and then turn your head back forward. Cause that just shit made me want to slap the shit out in front of whoever you talking to. And when you talking to them, they won't even see where the fucking slap come from because they faces in their fucking phones while that slapication going on. Remember when I said some people need to get their computer, which is brain, Reboot it, that's slap. That's a slapication. And I don't mind downloading it to your motherfucking face. You don't need an iOS or you don't need Android. It come from the heart. It's rules to this shit, man. Also, kings and queens, when you ordering food, or now this for the people that serving you food in fast food restaurants, or you know, waiters, waitresses, or is anybody attendants helping you, eye contact and speak directly to them. It don't be in your phone ordering shit and not paying attention to him. That's a fucking human being, man. That serving you. If they had to have a fucking smile, the least you could do is have a smile back. It's reciprocal. And if you have your headphones in, I know sometimes you don't have music on at all times because you like to ignore people. Because like I said, you're an awkward motherfucker and you want to be in your little shelter. But take your headphones off and order. And once you get your shit, you can put them back on. Fuck it. You can walk out with your drink, food, whatever, and click your heels in the air. Like you just won fucking gold in OK Corral. I don't know what I'm talking about, but I do know what I'm saying. It's rules to this shit. Interaction. Interact with people. My public transportation money. Like I was saying, this may be a regional thing what I'm talking about right now. I take the transit system. If you got a big ass backpack the size of a futon on, take the motherfucking off. First of all, you should be courteous, be like, you know, especially if you know what time of the day you're going to leave. And you know, if it's rush hour and your train is the packed ones. Be courteous, take your bag off, put it between your legs or whatever. Speaking of between your legs, my niggas, y'all nuts are not that motherfucking big. You do not man spread like you fucking Jean-Claude Van Damme on the fucking train. Sit like a normal person. And I know ladies probably like, ha ha ha. Ladies, stop crossing your legs like you in motherfucking Basic Instinct and want to show your panties for a quick pick and then just kick and... Sit like a lady, sit like a debutante, god damn it. If you gotta cross across with your feet and sit upright. Titties ain't that heavy, you can sit upright. Fellas and ladies, I understand, cause I like to stand by the door and move to the side. No problem there. Move to the side. But if you know you can't move to the side, go in. That's all. Holding the door, I get it. Sometimes you in a rush, hold the door. That's why I like some places. Like DC, you try to hold the door you fucking want to. It's gonna be a fucked up ride, you did? It's rules to this shit. Also, holding doors for people. Let's get back to that. Not just transit door, but any doors. I get it. Sometimes you don't want to hold a door for somebody because someone don't say thank you. I get it. You shouldn't hold a door. I'm not even tripping on that. If you hold a door for somebody and they say thank you, first of all, they're no one to you or whatever. So you shouldn't worry about it. Plus, you doing that for your own gratification, not their gratification. I get into that deeper in episodes about the philosophy and sociology of the city. Also about noise pollution and all that good stuff. How we let a lot of shit go. But don't slam the door in a motherfucker's face or just hold it. This is what I do. If I think someone ain't gonna say hi, sorry. If they not gonna say thank you if I hold the door, cause maybe they, I don't know. Like I said, I'm in the city, and maybe they don't speak English well or whatever. Or maybe they just had a fucked up day, and they, first of all, they didn't ask me to hold the door. But common courtesy, plus I'm working on my heaven resume, so I could care less if you say, personally, I could care less if you say thank you or not. I'm working on some shit myself. But just hold the door open long enough for at least the next person. Pass the baton. If you was in a race, you wouldn't just throw the baton backwards and like, fuck it. You know? Try to win not just any race, but at least human race. Because if you be number one in the human race, you can help us go through this fucked up system of things. It's rules to this shit, man. Also, in the words of the great philosopher T.K. Kirkham, who raised you when you pick up the phone? First of all, I get it. No one wants to talk, which is weird. Because that's the main point. Whatever. When you pick up, don't sound annoyed and answer what? I've seen this. This is very rare, but I've seen this. Like what? Hey, or look, I still go old school, like I'm on a motherfucking house phone and be like, hello, this is Pedro. Even though I know they got my number, my contact, but just in case they didn't know anything, they just got it from someone else. Because I'm not that fucking special. Because if I was, I wouldn't be in my phone that much. It's roosters and shit. Also, I don't know what's going on in public restrooms and bathrooms, but can we keep the restroom? I don't know how it is for the ladies, but can we please keep the restrooms dry? Everything doesn't have to be wet. Everything doesn't have to be fucking moist. Like, shit, I don't know, to whip my dick out or get a fucking slicker because it feel like a fucking rainforest up in that bitch. Can we please keep the bathroom dry? And someone usually be like, well, you can imagine how they homes are. No, this is a new generation of people that don't give a fucking selfish. I bet their homes are immaculate and dry. They just want to fucking piss on the mirrors and everything. No dick control. Like you in a fire hose and a motherfucking four alarm blaze and you new on the job. Get your shit together. Hold your dick right. It's rules to this shit, man. Also, back to the phone. You can also, and check this out, be polite before you even touch your handheld device. Meaning, we don't have to be on a date. I hang out with a lot of cool people, and it's not no date like that, but it's cool. And I'm emphasizing that is saying it's not a date, meaning there's no special ways of acting because we're just chilling. That being said, this can apply when you're on a date. If I'm having a drink with you at the bar and your phone go off, you could be like, excuse me, let me check this text. Or excuse me, let me check this, take this call. Don't just grab it and just then put the phone down and be like, what? Because if you do that with me, the time you put the phone down, you be like, where you go? And I'm walking away throwing my middle finger up like I'm walking away from a fucking explosion. It's rules to this shit, man. First of all, I think I'm being nice there because I'm not going to ask y'all to put y'all phones and shit on airplane mode or cut it off because that's your life. I don't want to cut your life off. I understand your phone In America, we don't use phone, phone use us. I get it. It hurt, doesn't it? The medicine never tastes good. No, it doesn't. Also, if we work in the office, don't try to butter me up by grabbing my shoulders to look at my screen and my monitor. Anybody know me, I don't give a fuck. You try to look at my monitor, I would move to the side and be like, yo, check this out. And don't get mad when I do that. Like, I don't, you wanted to see it, cocksucker. I'm giving you motherfucker full range to see what's on my monitor because I'm Pete. But don't do that. Don't go snooping. Be direct. You be direct when you mad at the motherfucker. And besides, looking at my monitor for 30 minutes a day is not being productive with what you have to be doing, cocksucker. Rules to the shit, man. And back to walking. It's a privilege to walk. There's some people that don't even have legs or were never able to walk. So don't fucking be dumb and rude with the privilege of walking. Now that's a fucking privilege. I know people are like, what about white privilege? I don't believe in white privilege. It's just motherfucking that ignorance to what's going on in the world. Why every time when it comes to certain groups of people, it's always had to be a privilege or something, a hierarchy. It's like a backhand, compliment or something instead of what it is. You ignorant to what goes on around the world. That's not a privilege. That's just ignorance. And you're only ignorant until you're enlightened. But white privilege sounds better than white ignorance. I get it. That being said, walking. Back to the walking. This doesn't have anything to do with your phone, obviously. This just be aware of your surroundings, okay? Don't walk at a fucking pace and just stop and turn like a quarterback just threw a motherfucking Hail Mary. Walk with a pace and be around, just look before you turn. Or don't be the slowest person walking in the world. I hate when people get out of an entrance. That's another thing. When you get to an entrance or an exit and you with your group, it's not time to fucking do a powwow of what the fuck going on. Move out the fucking way and then you can talk. Don't get to the entrance or exit. I can't even say entrance right now. I just did. Don't get to the excellent entrance and just start having a fucking dialogue or a trilogue or whatever you want to do. Learn how to walk and get the fuck out of the way. I'm telling you this because there are rules to this shit. And a lot of shit where people think they're being rude and getting away with was very beneficial when I was in my dirt and doing dirty days and getting motherfuckers. You know, you setting yourself up to be a lick. Or we used to go juxing, you know, robbing, you know, busting a motherfucker beside the head. And in this day and age, it's a lot of people out there looking like free lunch, man. You walking around not paying attention to your surroundings, your head down. Who to say I can't just run up on you and put the motherfucking steel to your ribs and take you back? Cause no one gonna say anything if run up on you. Everyone wanna mind their business.
the best case scenario, which is the fucked up case scenario, somebody just take a picture or scream world star while you getting robbed. That's why you need to be aware of your surroundings. Also, in a group, y'all look like sitting ducks. Because it's nothing to circle back and see that y'all in your own world and follow you into like one of these passageways. And that's a payday for the crew. Tell everyone to get on the fucking ground, face on the ground, pull the loudest bitch or dude to the fucking sidewalk, threaten to blow his brains out in front of him, and y'all gonna give up everything. That's why I say, don't walk like y'all the motherfucking Rockettes. Also, being rude on the train with your big ass bag. I can easily go in your motherfucking bag, slice and go up in the bag. It's so big. And you feel so, I don't know what the fuck it is, proud, the pride. You won't move the bag. I just dig up in your bag and just laugh at you. Or I can throw you by your bag. You won't be able to get up because the train is crowded and stunk your head in. Also, while you in your phone talking to the barista or whatever or in the restaurant, I can just go right in your pocket or follow you or hit you with that wham wham. And you know, it credit card scam time. Also, suppose I don't like you, or I hold the door open for you and you don't say anything. And I'm scoping, like, okay, I see your posture. And then time you, what you call, I walk right behind you. And time you stop, going back, give me everything. See, when I say it's rules to this shit, it's not about being courteous to others. It's about being courteous to yourself. Because if you're courteous to yourself, you'll be courteous to others. It's about your own protection. So while you out here being rude, remember, there's somebody out here with no food, and you're looking like food. So just be aware. And suppose a person was about to get your ass, jukes you, rob you, you know, snuff you up. If you being nice, maybe they be like, nah, that person cool. Usually doesn't work that way. They want to get you, they're going to get you. I'm not going to sit here and lie. Also, just be aware. There's rules to this shit, man. And we all need to abide by the rules. But that's just the old me, man. I don't do that no more. But it's a lot of motherfuckers who can get got, man. Think about it. You can get got when you're aware. Also, fellas, don't catcall women, because that is rude. And women, everyone's not catcalling you. If a person said hi to you and that's it, he's not catcalling you. You could just say hi and keep the fucking moving. You know what I mean? You don't owe that person nothing. It'd be the same if someone of your gender or whatever said hi to you. You would say hi back. Now, fellas, if she said hi, that's not an invitation to say more than that. Say hi, hi. Keep it pushing. She would give you a correct signal if she wanted that hi to proceed. Precede. Most times, we say hi to them when they're on their way to work or on their way to them, wherever they got to go. Be careful out there, people. I get it. This technology is supposed to bring us closer, but it's separating us by the moat. I remember one time I Googled a street and hit Street View. I thought the whole New York was religious because everyone had their head down. It's amazing. But you'll be all right. And I don't want y'all to think I think everyone with that be in their phone all the time are awkward and whatchamacallit. But for the most part, they are. I'm an awkward weirdo, so there you go. A person that speaks to the people should be able to walk amongst the people, and I'm walking amongst y'all, but not on the phone as much as y'all. Thank y'all for listening to me. I've been your gracious host, Pedro Lucio, the recipe. And I'll catch y'all on the next one. Let it breathe. Connected to Africa, my bad Egypt. See how they try to split us, just how they try to separate Egypt from Africa. I'm getting deep, I'm talking about that shit later. But I really wanna see ya and be with ya. I never. never separate from ya. Now since I found ya, I stuck on you like glue. What bounce off of them, don't stick to neither one of us, because I make sure I put the cap on best on us. If they start aiming at us, they aim for the head, so we gonna duck down and lay in the bed. Let me feel on your booty. Let me feel on your booty. That booty. That booty. That booty. That booty. That booty. That booty. It's not your beauty, it's your booty. Advice versa for me. Whoa.